This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Fears of the Red River causing a catastrophic flood in North Dakota and Minnesota have eased somewhat. After rising to its highest level in more than a century, the ice-laden river receded this weekend. Even so, officials on both sides of the river say it's much too early to do any celebrating. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Watch and respond. That's what officials in Fargo and neighboring Moorhead say must happen as the level of the Red River fluctuates.
We're still on high alert.
Fargo Mayor Dennis Wallacker says changes in weather and the flow of water from tributaries could affect the height of the Red River. He expects floodwaters will remain dangerously high for at least another week. So the city is not backing off its efforts to fight the river. Part of that diligence, says Fargo City Administrator Pat Zavarral, may soon include having National Guard troops drop sandbag balloons by helicopter in areas where dikes may be eroding.
Since the Guard has these large balloons and some areas are difficult to get at in terms of bringing sandbags in because we'd have to haul them over 3-4 blocks. The idea is to airlift them in and not drop them from 10,000 feet, but gently place them in the water.
Despite its threat, and maybe even because of it, the swollen Red River has become somewhat of a tourist attraction for many of the residents around Fargo. I'm standing on the Veterans Memorial Bridge. That's where scores of people come throughout the day, cameras in hand, to take a picture of history.
It's crazy.
Shayna Oschlager and her 3-year-old son Logan peer over the bridge barricade at some decorative lights just visible over the river waters that have flooded the park underneath the bridge. Oschlager and her family live in Moorhead but evacuated and have been out of their house since Thursday.
We were back there today putting stuff up on the second level just in case. So just want to go home, want this to be done.
The flooding has forced hundreds of other residents in the area from their homes as well. Many of the yards in Oakport, just north of Fargo and Moorhead, have at least a foot of water or two, some of it frozen like an ice rink in areas that have been sandbagged. An untold number of homes here are partially submerged by floodwaters, and emergency crews in boats rescued many of the community's residents. Some, like Ann Dolan's, remain in their homes. Dolan says the dikes in her subdivision kept her house and others dry. She's grateful that ice and cold weather slowed the Red River's rise.
Last night was a long night because, I mean, we were able to sleep, but all night long I just prayed, you know, please, because we couldn't go, we could only take 41.5 feet.
The risk of dangerous flooding remains. It all depends on whether the thousands of sandbags that volunteers, city work crews, and the National Guard filled and stacked don't become too saturated by a river that could take days before receding to less dangerous levels. So citizens, as well as the National Guard and fire and police department workers, are patrolling the dikes to keep track of any weakening. At the Veterans Memorial Bridge, Fargo resident Jennifer Lepper says the community must remain cautious.
The river's not going to go down overnight, so I think we'll have to just be vigilant, you know, as spring progresses and until the river really drops significantly. I don't think anybody can really breathe a sigh of relief.
And for the residents and officials here who've taken just about every precaution they can to fend off the Red River's floodwaters, the challenge now is just to wait and see what the river will do next. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Fargo.